Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
My name's Ryan. I'm here with Dr. best-selling author Tony Lodge. Ooh. And we are calling Charlie, although I think it's like short for Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Charlie as a girl's name?
I do.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't it?
But as a Tony, who like, so girl with a boy's name, like a bisexual name, mm-hmm. I love it. Like, I love Peter for a girl as well, like P-E-T-A, gorgeous.
Let's call Charlie. She lives in California.
So Charlie's hot.
You can only imagine how hot she is far out.
Okay. Well, she's so hot she gave me the fake number.
That always happens with hot girls. Oh, no worries, mate. Give me a call.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to talk to you. And then you call them up and they're like, hey, this is the McDonald's in Richmond.
Just usual Ryan. We've got your speed dial.
Yeah.
Shit.
We've got your number saved. Imagine if it's a restaurant.
Hello?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Hi, Mom.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, we're well.
Now, can you just confirm, obviously, you're a hot California girl because every girl in California is hot. Is this correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Great. And not every girl, every person. Every person in California is hot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're very gender inclusive here.
Thank you.
And just to show how much Charlie is a 10 out of a 10 catch.
Yeah.
What do you do for a job, Charlie?
I'm an engineer.
Oh, a couple of engineers, two hot girls, two hot engineers.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Tony that hasn't finished college calling herself an audio engineer? Does that think it cheapens the word engineer for real engineers like you?
Well, I have a story, which is I was talking to my coworker's wife, who is also an audio engineer, mm-hmm. and I was telling her about this whole thing where Tony, whether or not Tony is an actual engineer, and she just goes, no.
Oh.
She's not flying the flag for other
engineers.
Say that
again?
No, she isn't. I think that they could be a far larger advocate for us being engineers.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to be self-deprecating, you know, if you go, oh, like, yeah, it's just me. I'm not really an engineer.
So what kind of engineer are you, Charlie?
I'm an electrical engineer.
Oh, so another fake engineer.
Oh, fuck. A real engineer.
That is a real engineer.
That is real good stuff.
Yeah, so not only are you hot, but you're fucking way smarter than me.
Yeah. What can't you do? Charlie, will you approve this episode?
Absolutely.
Oh, and guess who's going to have to cut this fucking thing? Me.
Some audio engineer.
I'm going to have to engineer it.
Some underqualified
Hey, I'm Charlie. I'm hot, and I'm from California, and I approve this podcast.
I don't want to over-sensationalise this episode, but here are the facts.
Yep.
One of us has broken the law and 000 has been called. Are both these things true?
Yep. The emergency services of Australia? were called.
The 000 is the 911 of Australia?
Yeah, or the 000 of the producers can.
Oh, that you'll find.
The 000. Oh, no, that's
the
us.
Same thing.
Is it in New Zealand, is it 999 or 111? 222-333.
Like, it's numbers.
It's something. 911.
000 has been called. One of us has broken the law, and it's probably not the one you'd expect it to be. And that's coming up today. And boy, am I looking forward to hearing the explanation about this. But first, these are rock confessions. People who listen to this podcast, send in their confessions, tonyandryan.com.au and...
Completely anonymous. We don't ask for anything from you. Yeah. We don't ask for name. We don't... You know when you go to buy something online and it's like, oh, check out as guest or whatever, and then it asks you for all the same stuff?
If you're going to give me a 25-point questionnaire, I may as well have just signed up to your shit website for 10% off.
Well, the other week I bought a ticket to the... was buying tickets to the comedy festival and I was like, cool, I just want the tickets. Like, I just want them.
Just
and it was sign into Ticketek. What's your star sign?
If we sent you an email, what preferences would you like?
Yeah, what was the weather on the day you were born? You know, like, who cares?
Who fucking cares? Snakey Baker.
Snakey Baker.
Has written in. This is, I'll be interested to see where you stand on this, actually.
Oh.
I run a small bakery and just won an award for the best scones in my city.
Holy moly.
Congratulations.
That's insane. I love a scone. Do you know what's really good and I think a bit underrated, like a random scone? You know how sometimes you get like a random scone that's maybe like spinach and feta scone?
Do you like a date in a scone?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of fruit bread across the board. I know that we recently talked about hot cross buns for Easter.
We are pro hot cross bun across the year.
I am a, like, do you like raisin toast, like fruit toast?
In winter?
Fucking
on a thick
come
slice.
On my tits. It's so good. There's now this fruit toast. Right?
Sorry, just the effort you put into saying come on my tits and the look you gave me as you said it. Just
there is now a fruit bread that you can get, like, just from Coles, like, it's a reggae one.
Yeah.
And it's brioche. With the sultanas in it and like the apple spice and stuff.
Well, RIP my cholesterol. Because,
actually.
Yeah.
Butter me up, dog. Fucking.
Stick it in.
Yeah. Buy extra toasters so you can have heap of pieces on the go all the time.
How many bits of toast can you do at once in your toaster?
Probably two. Oh, I can do four at a time.
Ooh.
But I normally only do two.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do a third one, but I always regret it and I can't eat it. Especially when I'm having a coffee at the same time.
We often joke about Tony being rich, but having a four-slice toaster...
It's just from Kmart.
Mate, I don't need your...
Oh, is that...
That's huge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it actually?
That's like...
Well, didn't I know that?
Yeah. Oh, is it just normal for me, I guess?
My DeLonghi toaster. It's not, it's from Kmart.
I run a small bakery and we just won the award for best scones in the city. When I received the award, I was asked, so what's your secret for the perfect scone?
Yeah.
The confession is... I actually just buy 20 kilos of scone premix and add water. But I don't want to admit this on stage when I've got a literal trophy in my hand. So I said, oh, it's this fancy special artisan butter brand that, you know, it's like the best butter you can buy. And they're like, yeah, so that's the secret. So anyway, the butter brand catches wind of this and sends her $1,000 worth of this fancy butter, like big boxes, and each box is like 20 different blocks. And she's like, it's so good, but I don't even use it. If anyone who listens to the podcast wants to come around for toast or anything, let me know because I've got a whole heap of butter that I need to use up. Tony will bring her a toaster.
Yeah,
give me four slices at once.
Yeah, four at once. So you've won the award.
Yeah.
You're standing there with the trophy.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, I can't say that I use the White Wings box mix.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank God. You know, like what? Like, God is in this bakery.
The special ingredient is God and love.
Yeah. Oh, muh.
Yeah.
See, I don't think that the problem is that it's a pre-mixed thing in the bakery. I think that's fine. Yeah. Who gives
I mean, everyone got to get it from someplace.
Right? Everything comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the award, though. That would be like if I, you know, I can't even think of an example.
But if someone just tastes your scone and says, this is the best in the city, it is like...
It's still yours. You still cooked it for the right amount of time.
Yeah.
But then bringing fucking, you know, Lurpak into it.
Well, I think that was
move. The fancy butter like that. And then they sent you all that butter for free. That's a fucking, I might say, if we ever win an award, I might be like, it's thanks to Lurpak so that they send me heaps of butter.
All right. Question. In Scarborough.
Yeah. In Perth, in WA, my hometown. Yeah. Yes.
In Scarborough, in Perth, there's a bakery and it's like the Western Australian newspaper awarded best sausage roll 2003.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
That's 20 years old, that sign, and it's still out the front.
Yeah, they hang on to those. They do.
How long until you, like, because I walked past that and went, check the time, carry the, yeah, nah. What's happened for the last 20 years?
Well, is it, if you're onto a good thing, you just keep doing it, don't you?
But if you kept doing it, would you just keep winning?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So have you won anything in the last 19 years?
Has the standard changed? Is it the bakery's fault that other, you know, new hats are being thrown into the room?
There's a new judging criteria.
Yeah.
And they're biased. Maybe. They've got an agenda.
Yeah. Maybe we're cracking open this case. That's what's more important here.
I do respect that if she said, oh, I just use premix thing and water, it's actually embarrassing for the awards ceremony.
It's like when Aldi wine and champagne wins awards and all of the sommeliers are like, what a beautiful bouquet on the ding dong and the fring.
We don't say ding dong anymore.
Sorry. What a lovely bouquet on the. Is that better?
Any word will do.
Is that better?
No, it's actually not. Up next, a confession from Lord S. Cummington.
Oh. Lourdes Cummington.
Yep.
I don't think that the female equivalent of Lord is Lordess, isn't it? Lady?
Hey, lady.
This confession is from Lady Lordess Cummington.
Lord and Lordess? King and Kingess. Tony and Ryaness.
That's what they say. They say lion and lioness.
Well, yeah, but that heir and heiress, that's another one.
Yep, Lord do. And Lordess, yep. All,
yeah,
all
I could see where you were coming from, yeah, but okay. I was like, why doesn't that sound right?
When I wrote it, yeah. It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Lordess Cummington says, one cold winter's night, I went round to see a boy.
Oh, we've all seen a boy on a cold night, yep.
These are her words, not mine. He railed me good, finished on my face. I cleaned myself up and went back to the train station.
Sorry. I'd like to thank God. railed me good.
Yep.
Finished on my face.
Yep.
And I went off to the train station.
And cleaned herself up.
Oh, cleaned herself up. Sorry, first. And well, yeah, because you'd want to do that.
Yep.
Before you were getting on the train. And then went to the train station.
Yep.
He didn't even drive her home.
No, and she actually caught the train there as well.
Oh.
Catches the train.
Lordess Cummington. Oh, he doesn't sound like a keeper.
Gets blown on and then train home. That's
especially coming on your face.
That's a real power play.
Yeah, I think coming inside me, whatever, like, we're all friends. But coming on my face, coming on my face requires more effort.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
But
if you came on my face.
Look at me in the face and ask me, and we're both not allowed to laugh.
Okay. If I caught the train to your house and then you came on my face, you jizzed right on my face, on my moneymaker, surely
that's
you go...
That's not what makes your money.
Surely you'd go, I might run you home. I might order you an Uber.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
you're
actually
not going, cool, do you have your my key, sweetheart? Like...
Your octopus
guard? Do you need some change? All I've got's notes, so I can't help you out.
Did you come here on a 2-hour? Will you get back or you need to convert to a day pass?
Yeah, is your zone still active? So when you come really quickly, it's actually doing me a favour because I get back on the same ticket.
To be fair, after 6 p.m, it's all your 2-hour gets you through the night.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah. But don't be a sucker that like buys a 2-hour at like $5.58 because then you're fucked.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. Mate, as someone who used to catch the train and go like the party when I was 16
and
had
come
no money.
Come on girls' faces.
Come
and
on
then,
girls' faces, yeah. When you said order an Uber, like the literal least thing you can do is not even leave bed, just open an app and push a button.
And hit go. And it's probably, if she's getting the train there, you can probably assume that what the trip would have been at max $12.60.
Yep. Yeah.
He's got that. Anyway, she heads to the train station.
Must have been around midnight. And this old lady on the platform awaiting for the next train says, oh, sweetie, I think you got a bit of glue in your hair. Before I even realized what it was, she was being so lovely. And she's like grabbing it out of my hair, not realizing that she's fondling my hookup special sauce with her bare hands.
I mean, don't touch people at the train station.
I've always said that.
I feel like this old lady was hashtag asking for it.
I don't want to say asking for it, but it sounds like
you know, you can't just walk up to people and start touching them.
No.
Whether they've got glue in their hair, combing their hair, doesn't matter. So not ideal from the old lady, but... Not great that it was cums.
When I saw it, I knew exactly what it was. Ooh. And when she touched it, she realised straight away as well.
Was it... It had dried?
Well, she said the word glue, so I'm assuming it, like, maybe not fully hardened.
Did she think that she was catching the train home from Arts and Crafts night?
At midnight?
You know, like, come on, mate. You know? Anyway, yep.
We both knew what it was, but I felt so embarrassed. I just feel like I needed to make an excuse.
Yeah.
So in winter, at midnight, I told her I'd just applied sunscreen. sunscreen!
I mean, the arts and crafts night would have made more sense.
And then the old lady goes, my husband died of skin cancer.
"Oh, I was about to make a joke like sunscreen, more like cum screen. I'm glad I didn't."
And then the lady says, "I'm glad to know your boyfriend is being proactive about sun protection."
Cum protection.
There it is.
And then she goes, "Well, he's actually not my boyfriend. We're just seeing
each
other.
Yeah, it's just a friend. It's just a gathering."
Yeah. "He actually didn't even pay for my Uber home. Do you think that's a red flag?"
Hey, I'm Charlie. I'm hot. I'm from California. And you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
I just want to warn everyone off the top that I have a YouTube video ready to play with a song on it. And when you hear some music, that's me pressing play on this YouTube video.
Why?
We'll just see how we go.
You should have done it through your phone because it's hooked up to the thing.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers. Alan Lee, thank you very much. Imogen, Jace B, Kimberly Majors. And Heather Shelley, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Heather.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you.
We've got a new blog tomorrow from the desk of Tony Lodge.
Yep. I forgot to do my blog last week.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, I noticed.
I know.
No, I meant like I noticed.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You've been busy. You've been running around Australia, calling Australia home.
Every time I do a blog, you go, "Oh, how is that going?" So I don't think that you noticed.
No, I noticed.
Tell me that you noticed, genuinely.
Well, I've got some feedback for the blog. Maybe we'll put that in the...
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that on the show. So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll save it.
What?
I've noticed that some of the blog is like you asking for stuff rather than you like delivering the goods.
No, it's me being like, "I've been thinking about this. What do you reckon?"
Yeah.
Like I ask for
like
book recommendations.
I feel like you're outsourcing the blog
but then it's not like the next week I go, "Here's some book recommendations."
That I've personally thought of.
You know, like it's not as if I'm repurposing.
There was one in particular that I was like, she's half an hour before the blog's due as panic tier.
No, I always do them the day before.
Okay. Okay, I'll find the one, and then we'll decide. How is it going, though?
Sometimes you don't do stuff like very good.
Yeah, like saying sentences. How does it feel?
So I'm doing my best.
No, you're doing great. That sounds so condescending. I actually meant that.
Obviously. And obviously. Can't believe that you... Really good quality. It's really good quality. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Oh, sometimes you don't do your blog. What the fuck was that?
It was the theme from The Bill, the British TV drama. Oh,
God. Yeah, okay. I think that my blog is fine, actually. And
Go on, tell your story.
I would like you to apologise for saying that I phoned the blog in after that.
No, I'm getting prepared for your story where you go to jail.
Oh, no, that's fine, but that was fucking shocking. I need you to apologise for being a jerk about my blog.
I apologise for being a jerk about the blog.
Thank you. It's not better.
It's not better. So what happened?
Turn that off, please. I demand the floor. Turn it off. All right. Running is very dangerous and I would never suggest that anyone do it.
No. Hard recommend to not run.
So last week I was taking my dog Pippa for a walk.
Yep.
And she's just a little French bulldog.
Yeah. She's got little legs.
She's got really little tiny legs. And at the moment in Melbourne, it's like raining a lot and there's lots of puddles and stuff.
Yep.
So you actually kind of have to be very strategic about kind of like where you walk and how you go. So you really got to like pay attention.
And pick your time. Dare I say it, do you need to keep an eye on the radar?
You do need to keep an eye on the radar. And so,
is Torbs relishing his responsibility?
Well, so he was still asleep in bed.
So that's a no.
And so this particular day.
Okay, yep.
And I was like, oh, I'll check. Because you know on like the weather app on your iPhone, and it says like hour per hour what's kind
of
going on.
Of rain and yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Anyway, so I checked that and it said it wasn't going to rain for like another 2 hours. Sweet. And I was like, oh, awesome. I'll put my joggers on and we'll go. It's pretty cold at the moment as well. So I had like t-shirt and shorts on. Mm. And then I grabbed the bum bag. So we've got like a walking Pippa bag.
Right.
And it's just like this bum bag. And it's got a little bottle of water, a stainless steel bowl. In case she wants a drink,
yep.
And we find a tap.
Well, it's
order.
Better than every single time trying to find all the shit.
Yeah,
just keeping it in a bag.
Yeah, yeah. So literally, it's in just like this Puma bum bag that like sits by the door. And so whenever either of us are taking her for a walk, it's got poo bags in it. It's got treats in it. It's got a squeaky toy. It's got a ball. Like it's got everything.
Yeah,
it's full to the brim.
I'm sitting here going, how are you fitting all that stuff in?
Yeah. So it's full to the brim of all this stuff that you could ever need when you're taking people for a walk.
Yeah.
And then at the front, it's got like another zip, and that's like just enough room for like your keys and your phone.
Right.
Anyway, I pop that on, and then I was like, oh, it's actually pretty cold. So I put my puffer jacket on top of like
everything.
So I have shorts, t-shirt, bum bag, then my puffer jacket.
Jacket over the top of the bum bag.
Yeah, because.
But how will people know you're a drug dealer?
Because like, you know when you wear a puffer jacket?
Yeah.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
And like if you put a bag on top of a puffer jacket.
Oh, no, it's like 3Ks from you. No.
Yeah, yeah, you need to keep right? It close. You can't reach anything.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah,
with
that. So I put it on the bottom. Anyway, so I had all of her stuff. We start walking. Fucking shocker. It starts to rain.
The radar's wrong.
Well, this was the Apple Maps weather. But that's what
Apple
I use
Maps
all
weather.
The time. Oh, sorry, not Apple Maps weather, like Apple phone weather.
Oh.
Like, you know, just like the normal weather app.
Yeah.
Like that one with the cloud and the sun on it.
Yeah, that's trusty.
Yeah, well, it's normally pretty good. And it has like the hourly forecast.
Yeah.
That's what I checked. And it was like,
no,
like, anyway. So it started fucking raining. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, it's pissing down. I have to get Pippa off the ground. So I like hoiked.
So you can
Pippa.
Run faster, or what's the?
Well, because I knew that she was just going to get soaking wet.
Oh, of course, yep.
So I hoiked her up like under the tummy,
yep.
And started like running towards home.
So, at this stage, knowing that the police get involved, it looks like you've stolen a dog.
Yeah, it does.
Because you've got a gangster big hoodie on.
Yeah.
You've picked up a designer dog.
Yeah,
that there's
I'm
like,
wearing a bum bag.
You're wearing a bum bag.
So I've stolen a dog. I've sold some drugs.
Yeah.
And now I'm like off to, you know.
And now you're at large
on
the
run.
It's like prison break.
Right. It's exactly like
prison break.
Except I wasn't trying to get into jail.
Oh, okay.
Which is what they were doing.
Well, we don't know how the story ends yet, do we?
Well, yeah, fair enough. Anyway, so I start running and all of a sudden there's like this whoop, 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 whoop. And I'm like, it's fucking pissing with rain. I'm trying to hold the dog. I'm trying to get home. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I thought that maybe one of the houses I was near, either they're like security thing or like there's heaps of apartments around me. I was like, maybe it's like a fire alarm or something.
Yeah.
I'm like fucking freaking out. And then I realize that this is coming from my bag.
There's a fire alarm in your bag?
On the bum bag. So, like, do you know the safety feature on an iPhone where, like, if you press the side button heaps of times, it calls the police?
Really?
Yeah, it calls, like, 000. So, like, it's actually a really good feature because if you were on the tram or, like, being attacked or whatever, literally all you need to do is, like, quickly, like, I think you press it 8 times or something.
8? Jesus.
Well, don't do it because it does the thing. And you have to have it set up. So yours probably isn't set up on your thing.
Fine.
Anyway. But anyway, it's just like whoop, whoop, whoop to try and like count down so that if you were being attacked, there's like a warning, like that would scare people. Like if you were being robbed or something, that would obviously.
It's like when the lights flash on.
Yeah. That would like deter people and they would get scared and they'd run off, whatever.
And how long did it take you to, like you said, you figured out it was you, but was there a moment where you're like, who else is that?
So it counts down like 8 whoops and on the 5th whoop, I realized that it was my phone.
That's a lot of whoops.
And I've got Pippa under my arm.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to unzip my jacket.
Because it's on the inside.
Because my bag's like on the inside of my thing. And then it's inside a zip inside the bum bag. Because I didn't have my phone in my hand or anything. And then I realized, like, so obviously me, like the really full bum bag, my keys, my phone and everything. Obviously, as soon as I started to run, the like bouncing of the bag like hit the button.
That's tapping it away.
And it's like tapped the thing to like alert it to be like, yep, we need to fucking call the cops here. Anyway, I'm like 1 second away from it actually connecting. I like rip my phone out of my bag and then it connected. And I like, because I was already trying to hang up and like cancel it.
Yeah.
And I very quickly hung up. And all the time.
Because you know pranking 000 is the crime,
it's
right?
It's an actual crime. Yes.
It's wasting precious police resources.
I do know
there
that.
There are people who need immediate help and they're being.
I know. And that's, I was so angry because I was like, oh my God, I didn't know. I wasn't playing silly buggers or anything. Yeah. Like I genuinely didn't know that like.
Well, does that hold up in court though?
Well, probably not. And then,
did you need to give a statement?
So as soon as I hit deactivated, they'd kind of like started to answer. And I hit like close. And then I was like, oh my God, should I call them back? And be like, oh my God, sorry, like the iPhone thing or whatever. Because I didn't know if they were going to try and call me back. Because what if I actually needed them and I got like disconnected?
If someone called 000 and it got cut out, I would hope they call back.
Well, yeah, because you'd be like, oh my God, has someone gotten them?
They had a heart attack?
Has their phone died? Are they, you know, they're in trouble and they can't get through or whatever.
So after prank calling 000.
Don't say I pranked them because I didn't.
So after Schmank calling 000, your first reaction was to prank call them again?
No, I was like, fuck, should I call? And then I was like, well, there's no way I'll get the same operator. Because there's like hundreds of people working in the hive
at
the time.
Yeah, I hope so. Not just like one old mate.
Yeah. She's like, hello? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who called.
Do you need something? Yeah, did you just ring? Yeah, sorry, mate. Me bloody bum bag's full.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
I didn't read about it.
Anyway, so I'm like going through all of these things in my mind. My phone's in my hand like this.
Yeah.
And then it starts whooping again.
Why is it whooping again?
And it
you're still pressing the button?
It goes, alerting your emergency contacts in 3, 2,
holy
one.
Fuck.
So I also have emergency
contacts.
Hang on,
fake news. This isn't true because I didn't receive a call.
I hit it off before it could do it.
Oh. Okay, because my
phone
didn't
ring. So that's why. Yeah.
My phone didn't ring.
Well,
yeah.
So it goes like alerting emergency contacts in 3, 2, 1. And I was like, well, don't fucking, can you imagine if you got that text and it's like, Tony Lodge has just called fucking emergency services. So it's obviously set up that as soon as you finish your call with emergency services, it like hits all your emergency contacts and says like Tony's just been in contact with the police or the fire or whatever. She's decided you should know.
So when I get that call or that text and it says, "G'day Ryan, as a trusted advisor in an emergency contact, Tony has just called 000."
Yep.
What would you expect me to do in that situation?
Call me straight away.
But if you're calling 000, then you'll be like, oh, sorry, mate.
No,
just
so
let me call you right back.
After.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like obviously when I disconnected the call, because it connected the phone.
Fucked.
So obviously then when you hang up from 000. Oh, wait.
Well, this is actually the theme from the 1988 version.
Great.
So then you're cancelling before the emergency calls kick in. Who are your other emergency contacts?
So I have Torbs,
obviously,
my partner.
Yep.
My brother and sister, Jamie and Libby. Like, so.
How good are they going to be 7,000 kilometres away?
Yeah, so Jamie's in Perth. My sister Libby's in Darwin.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any further away in Australia you could get?
Literally.
Oh, I've fallen over. Can you come help me up? Oh, I actually live in the Northern Territory.
Yeah. And then Jane, my BFF Jane, who's in Melbourne. She's my only emergency contact in Melbourne. Aside from Torbs.
And
because we spend so much time together, you would assume that if there was an emergency, Torbs would be with me in the emergency.
In the emergency.
So he probably couldn't help anyway.
So what's the order of us four?
Us four?
Brother, sister, Jane and I.
No, Torbs.
Torbs. Oh, but like you said, he's kind of a given.
There's four. There's four. I'm just looking it up for you.
Mm-hmm. How do you even set that up?
Oh, I just like go through and do all these things when I get a new phone. Because that's like a real Tony thing to do.
Yep.
So show all health data, is that right? Hang on, sorry. Live fucking brainstorm. It's like
you've got too many, they don't fit it.
So you know when you like try and get into someone's phone and you like can't get into someone's phone that says like show medical ID? It's all in there.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so it goes Torbs, Jamie, Libby, and then Jane on my emergency contacts. You're on my favourites.
I can't. That's so disrespectful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nah, look, you're on my favourites. You read out my favourites.
Alex, Jamie, Alex, Jace, Cam, Jane. Right. Okay.
You're right at the top there.
Yeah.
And you who said Alex and Alex, and that's Torbs and Jag. Just so no one's like, who the fuck is that? Jace is on there. That's probably not up to that.
Who in an emergency would be better value, me or Jane?
Better value?
Well, like when what you would need in an emergency situation.
You just say a lot of stuff and then you don't do it. So I feel like, can you imagine if I called you and I was like, oh my God, something terrible has happened. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm on my way. And then half an hour later I call you and you go, oh, I didn't want to do that anymore.
How fucking rude.
You do that though. You get all hyped up about stuff and then you go, oh, actually, so I feel like, imagine if I was like, oh my God, my house is on fire. And then I was like, yeah, you coming? You're like, oh, I'm actually really tired or something. You know, imagine.
In an emergency.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't that be awful?
Okay.
But so I'm not saying that it's like a good idea to do that. And I feel so bad that it happened.
So you didn't call them back though?
I didn't call them back.
Thank God for that.
And I feel like if they thought that I was actually pranking them, they can find you. You know, like it's not as
fined or fine or both.
Both.
I reckon you'll get a call or a ticket.
So I actually got a notification after and I swiped it away before I could take a screenshot. And it was like, we see that you contacted emergency services at blah time from the blah location. Mm-hmm.
Does it say like, are you all good now?
No, it was just kind of like, we can see that you accessed it. But I don't really know. What are you supposed to do in that situation? I obviously didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's like an emergency. It's like a safety precaution on the phone. Do you reckon they'd get a lot of people doing that?
Surely.
Like it would happen a lot. And surely if you call and you went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like maybe the right thing wasn't to hang up.
Yeah.
Like maybe I actually should have stayed on the line.
But this is what they would have heard. It's raining.
Yeah. I would have been like, oh my God, sorry, my phone was in my bum bag. They would have been like, so you're a drug dealer?
Okay, we'll send the police immediately.
Yeah, we're on our way. Woo!
All right. I've got a You Love to See It. And it's probably one of my favourite You Love to See It's in a while.
Oh. No offence to all the other You Love to See It's you've done recently.
No, I understand.
Okay.
Earlier today... Bridget's been unwell. We're getting close to the birth of the child.
It's almost baby time.
Yeah, and I had to speak to the maternal health nurse. And Tony Lodge goes, oh, sorry, I'll stop you right there. It's actually the maternity nurse. And I went, no, I actually think it's the maternal health nurse. And we Googled it, and I was fucking right, and Tony was fucking wrong, and boy, does it feel fucking good.
Okay, well, I think we were all right, because what I was saying was still correct.
No, it wasn't. You actually said, oh... Oh, you can have that.
I said, I'll cop that. Yeah. Sorry.
And thanks for copping it.
Yeah. But just so that we're all squared away. What I said was still right.
No,
as well.
I don't think so. And I think because I have had not a stressful morning, but I've had to do some life admin with, you know, the doctors
classic,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't say I was in a bad mood, but I was like, a
bit flat.
A bit flat. And then to be right about something.
Yeah.
Feels fucking good. It's brought me right back.
It would do.
This doesn't happen much.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
This doesn't happen much. So thank you.
You're welcome. I actually did that for you.
Yeah.
It was actually selfish.
Yeah, selfless.
Selfless.
The opposite of selfish. See, you're off. Mate, have we switched roles?
It's the emergency thing has really flapped me. Oh. Yeah.
That's my Tony impression.
I didn't like that.
What?
The Tony impression. I'm flapped. I'm on time. That's really mean.
Oh,
I'm Ryan. Oh, no, I stayed home. All right, my love. my love to say it, is from Kelly Lishman in the Facebook group. After losing my dog a year ago, I finally started the process of adopting a new adorable companion. Oh. Sorry about losing your dog, but very glad that you're on the road to recovery and trying to get a new one.
Yep.
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm now in the second stage of the process and get to meet him next week.
Oh.
Something
yes.
that resonated with me and shocked me was to hear that he shares an oddity that my late dog yeah. also had, which is that he enjoys holding your hand with his mouth. And my dog used to love doing that. So it feels like a real sign. Wish me luck.
He's taking you for a walk.
Yeah.
That's cute as fuck.
Isn't that so sweet? So, Kelly, you have to let us know if
Please
you, if
let
you
us
get
know,
the
Kelly.
Pooch.
That's
Isn't
adorable.
That so exciting?
That is adorable.
Aww.
I can't wait for that. Tomorrow, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I know we just had a brouhaha about the maternal versus maternity nurse.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there's winners and losers.
Sometimes.
But I think tomorrow it won't be Tony versus Ryan. It'll be back to Tony and Ryan because I've done something. Because I know there's a few specific things that shouldn't, like, you know, stereotypically turn someone on.
Oh.
But I've done something. And when you find out what I've done, we're going to have to fucking hold you back because you're going to be all up in my grill.
Oh
yeah, it's gonna fill your drink up now. Put it in the freezer overnight.
Need some cold water. Whew. Okay, yeah. Cool. Wim Hof.
Yeah, right, Wim Hof. Tomorrow. Yeah, that's Ooh. Tomorrow on the show. Chat to you then.
Love you. Bye.